Well, we'll stay with rugby, sort of. Former All Black Bob Burgess is one of more than 100 New Zealanders denouncing New Zealand rugby for its six-year sponsorship deal with the global chemical group INEOS. Critics say the company is using the deal to greenwash its reputation. Bob Burgess says his old team is putting itself on the wrong side of history, as much so as it once did touring apartheid-era South Africa. He joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, kia ora, Corin.
Okay, what is the gripe with INEOS? Just explain to us what they do and where they sit in terms of climate pollution and this sort of thing.
I'm probably the wrong person to give you details about INEOS, but in essence, it's a petrochemical company. It seems to be buying up large in that area, and so is contributing to climate change. So the point about New Zealand rugby taking the wrong side of history, it should be taking a strong position on addressing climate change.
Right, I'm just trying to get a sense. Is it INEOS the company per se, or is it any oil company for that matter, if it was any other oil company slapped on the All Blacks shorts or wherever it is?
I think it's, yes, it would be.
Right. Okay, so you say on the wrong side of history, but the All Blacks, obviously, they need the money.
Oh, that that is an issue for all of us and whatever activity we take part in. And it is worth doing due diligence on the people that you deal with, and also that INEOS is putting itself in a position where it wants to promote the fact that it's supporting a team. So it's getting some credit from being associated with the All Blacks. So it's a deal which INEOS is taking advantage of, and New Zealand Rugby shouldn't be putting itself into a position like that.
Yeah, I mean, INEOS is an interesting company because they do have quite a big sports focus, don't they? We know Formula One,
yes.
Of course, the America's Cup is where most New Zealanders are probably familiar with that name. So on the flip side of that is, are they making steps to change as a company? We see they do some green hydrogen. They've been identified as a big polluter in Scotland, obviously. But, you know, maybe they are changing, as most of those oil companies need to do.
Yes, they certainly need to do that, and that deal that I mentioned between INEOS and BP recently is not a step in the right direction. So, I think there is further understanding of sort of what INEOS is about. I had a look at its 2020 report, and it's certainly you get both sides of the picture. But as I said before, sort of
I guess
to get professionals to talk to you about.
Sure, no, things. I understand. I mean, the point is, if you're a rugby fan, you're saying, as a former All Black, don't put your head in the sand here and think that it's just sport and it's got nothing to do with climate and politics, that you do actually have to take a stand. So what should people do? Not buy the jerseys, not buy the shorts?
I would like to see New Zealand Rugby looking at its deal, because what New Zealand Rugby is doing is risking putting off a whole lot of current and potential supporters and players.
But the only way they're going to do that, right, is if they're under pressure from fans. So it's going to take people power, isn't it?
It will take people power. I wrote to the Rugby Union about 2 months ago, and I received a response from Mark Robinson, the CEO, and saying that he would like to have a chat about that. Let's have a yarn over a cuppa, and I'm looking forward still to that.
Just finally, though, would you encourage people not to buy All Black paraphernalia, All Black merchandise?
It's up to individuals to make a decision. Sort of, you know, how important this is. You know, I think it's an important position to make a stand on, and I would hope that other people would do the same.
Former All Black Bob Burgess, thank you very much for your time. Interesting stuff.